John Morales, 1753. Today is 2/3/2025. 71-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with history of COPD, period. Last time he was visited, his blood pressure was quite elevated. Today it's much better with the increased medication at 143 over 91, period. He's very short of breath. He has O2 available. His O2 sat's hovering around 90 to 92% with a heart rate of 110 because of his end-stage COPD, period. In the paragraph, he has issues with insomnia, which he's taking in Remeron and Lorazepam for, period. He has air hunger, weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition. His MAC MAC is at 27 centimeter right side, period. He also developed an open wound, right medial aspect of the right knee, which is going to see a wound specialist for tomorrow, period. He has diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, chronic pain on Suboxone, period. He had lost 3 pounds last time and another 2 pounds from what the caretaker tells me from a month ago, which was from 12/5/2024. Over a month ago, period. ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, of course, remains. He uses his nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day, period. His right-sided 3-plus edema is related to core pulmonary right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension with history of peripheral vascular disease, period. With his worsening condition and natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.